This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now.
Darshawn Williams gets in an argument with his teen stepson when he comes home from work to find the boy has not completed any chores. The argument escalates. The stepdad, Williams, retrieves a handgun and shoots the teen boy in the chest. He calls 911 and admits to the crime. The boy's unconscious and not breathing by the time EMTs arrive. Despite life-saving measures, the boy is pronounced dead on the scene.
Nancy, it turns out Williams' stepson had not raked the leaves, enraging Williams, who had already been arguing with the boy's mother over his behavior. The couple apparently argued over dinner, and his wife did not return home in an attempt to de-escalate the argument. After shooting the 15-year-old, Williams called his wife and told her, quote, "Your son is dead." Michael Clemens was set to turn 16 next month.
Darshawn Williams, 48, now facing murder, assault, child abuse, and gun charges over incompleted chores. Staff at a California hospital highly suspicious their latest walk-in is on drugs. When a staff member notices the man's been in the bathroom a really long time, he pokes his head in to find the man gone and ceiling tiles out of place. Cops are called. They can't find the man. No one answers when they call. A poll camera finally spots him lodged between a metal support beam and an HVAC unit. The man confirms he's stuck. Firefighters have to cut him free, causing $5,000 of damages. The patient now facing vandalism charges. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A U.S. Border Patrol agent is dead after a shooting in Vermont near the Canadian border. The FBI confirms agent David Milland was killed during a traffic stop on Interstate 91 in Coventry, about 20 miles from Canada. Authorities say a German national on a valid visa was also shot and killed, and a second suspect was wounded and taken into custody. Milland, an Air Force veteran, was assigned to the Swanton sector, which covers Vermont, parts of New York, and New Hampshire, and patrols nearly 300 miles of the U.S.-Canada border. The shooting happened near the Border Patrol's Newport station. Vermont's governor, along with local and federal officials, called Milland's death a tragedy. U.S. Customs and Border Patrol says their thoughts and prayers are with the family. Milland is the first Border Patrol agent killed by gunfire in the line of duty since 2014. The FBI is leading the investigation. The trial for the man accused of orchestrating Tupac Shakur's murder may be delayed. His defense team says new evidence warrants more time. Let's bring in Crime Online's Sydney Sumner for more.
Attorneys for Dwayne Keefe D. Davis have filed a motion in a Nevada court requesting a postponement of next month's trial, arguing that additional investigative work is necessary to ensure a fair legal process. A private investigator working with the defense has reportedly identified witnesses who claim Davis was neither at the scene of Tupac Shakur's shooting nor in Las Vegas at the time. The defense also suggests that another individual may have orchestrated the attack and is actively interviewing key witnesses. Lead defense attorney Carl Arnold stated, quote, "This case involves decades-old allegations, and with every new piece of evidence, it becomes increasingly clear that critical facts have yet to be fully examined." Davis, a former gang leader, was arrested in September 2023 and has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder. Though long suspected, he is the only person ever charged in connection with Shakur's death. The defense argues that immunity agreements with federal and local prosecutors should preclude the charges, but prosecutors insist those agreements were limited. They say Davis's own statements, including those in his memoir, Compton Street Legend, implicate him in the crime.
The trial is currently slated for March.
Thanks, John. LaShea Stein, 16, honor student, George Washington High, Aurora, Colorado, dreams of being a nurse. Over the summer, she interns at University of Colorado Hospital, but plans to spend the rest of her time working and has a job interview already lined up. The day of the interview, her mom goes to wake her up and finds LaShea gone. She reports her daughter missing, LaShea's phone gone, wallet, clothes, charger, all home. Surveillance video catches LaShea walking near a bus stop, Peoria Street, 2:23 a.m. That's the last known sighting of LaShea. Police fear she was lured from her home and sex trafficked. There have been possible sightings of LaShea in Aurora and as far as Kansas City. LaShea Stein, African-American, 5'6", 150 pounds, long, possibly braided black hair, brown eyes, quarter-size round scar on her chest. If you have info on LaShea Stein, call Aurora, Colorado PD, 303-627-3100. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com and please join us for our daily podcast. It's called Crime Stories, and we do our very best to find missing people, especially children, and solved unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.